Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. Today, the news comes from the IEEE Global Spec website, and it's about making use of vegetable wastes. Imperial graduate creates system for turning fruit and vegetable waste into dyes, by Marie Donlan, September 3, 2019. A graduate from Imperial College in London has devised a system for transforming fruit and vegetable waste into environmentally friendly powdered paint pigments using vaporization technology. Imperial graduate Nicole Stensward developed the Kaiku system, which takes waste from fruits and vegetables such as avocados, beetroots, lemons, onions, pomegranates, and transforms them into raw materials for producing dyes, inks, and paints through a process of evaporation. To create the powder, the skins and peels of the fruits and vegetables are boiled in water to create dye, which is then transferred to the Kaiku system reservoir, where hot pressurized air is applied, forcing the dye through an atomizing nozzle and eventually into a glass vacuum chamber where a fine mist is produced that is hot enough to vaporize the dye. The dry residue particles left behind are then pulled through the chamber and eventually collected into a reservoir. The Kaiku system builds on nature-based pigment production, deriving a ruby-red color dye from the avocado skins or a yellow dye from the pomegranates and onions, for instance. Additionally, color results can be modified with the addition of ingredients such as vinegar and baking soda, according to Stensward. Deriving pigments from nature is nothing new. It used to be that the color blue was achieved using pigments from lapis lazuli stones, while the color yellow was achieved by using ochre clay, and the color red from crushed up wings of beetles. Also, vegetables, including onions, were used to make dye for fabrics. However, such methods were abandoned in the wake of industrialization, which introduced cheaper methods created from petrochemicals and other ambiguous materials that are potentially toxic to both humans and the environment. Designed as an alternative to those potentially toxic pigments, Kaiku's production of nature-based pigments, according to Stensward, could potentially improve the recyclability of certain products, thereby making them more environmentally friendly. Currently, Stensward is working with textile designers and painters to explore other uses for the pigments. Because the pigments are dry powder, this means that they can be used as an additive for almost any paint recipe. As a paint, I have successfully tried them with egg tempera, watercolor, and inks. In terms of materials, I've tried them with agar bioplastics, bacterial cellulose, paper, fabric, plaster, and wood veneer. I could see applications with biomaterials, traditional artist paints, printer inks, pen inks, and even cosmetics. I guess what goes around comes around. A report recently came out that stated that roughly 50% of all the produce in the United States is thrown away, some 60 million tons, or $160 billion worth of produce annually. So there should be no problem finding sufficient supplies of fruits and vegetables to use to make these pigments. Natural pigments were used extensively from the earliest cave artists to the invention of synthetic dyes in about the 1850s, so why not now? I like the idea of producing something of value from waste, even if the remaining solids from waste foods still need to be composted or fed to livestock or buried as waste, at least we're able to produce useful pigments which might be used to replace more toxic and less recyclable synthetics. Over the years, I have accidentally colored a goodly number of my shirts using food that gained freedom while I was eating. I can tell you that many of the resulting colored spots have withstood many washing cycles and even purposeful attempts at stain removal guided by such pillars of cleaning knowledge as the American Cleaning Institute, Cleanopedia, and Helpful Hints from Heloise. I think that Ms. Stensward may have something. Well, that's it for now. Until another bit comes our way, goodbye.